Welcome. In this course, we will focus on the organizational change management process, including completion of the change impact assessment and creating a change management plan along with a communication and training plan. Let's say you have been tasked to deliver a project for a new payroll system. Delivering projects can change the day-to-day activities for a large number of users, so assessing the level of impact is key. You must ensure that the impact to the end user is controlled and minimized. Once logged, all demand requests must complete a change impact assessment to determine the level of change and impact to the user community. Remember, not all changes are business-facing. Members of IT are also customers and/or stakeholders. Service delivery managers and business relationship managers need to be informed of how your project will impact the users. Consider what will be the change impact if your project fails and requires backing out. Whilst we strive to ensure that system changes are not noticeable to end users, there are times when external factors are outside of our control. Having a plan in place to communicate in the event of a disaster is something that all project managers should have to hand. It is important to note that everyone is responsible for the success of organizational change management. So let's take a look at how the organizational change management process fits in line with our methodology. Here we will review the actions that must be completed at each lifecycle stage. During the first stage, project prep, we need to understand the scope of the change. Ask yourself, what will be visible to the end user? With the scope of the project already captured, this field is intended to document the noticeable effects to the user community. The change impact assessment is designed to capture this level of information. Once the assessment is complete, the type of resources you will require can be determined. Resources can consist of people, materials such as user guides and translations, or even classroom settings. Ensure that you identify all of the involved parties from both IT and the business to get the full picture of what is required. Stakeholders will play a key role in the successful adoption of the project deliverables. Now that you know who your stakeholders are, make sure you keep them close to the details by engaging them in the necessary planning discussions. The end user must be the main focus of everything we do, so you must ensure the project is designed with them in mind. During the build stage, we document the communication and the training plans. Integration test is when you will need to have developed the communications and the training materials. Once all of the communications and training content is created, you can send the invitations and host the training sessions in line with your plans. You will find that during these sessions, you may receive feedback that will be beneficial to the project team, as well as some resistance from those not ready to accept a new way of working. Capturing this and feeding it back to the project team will give them an insight as to how the project will be received. This information should also be shared with the stakeholders. It is important to make sure that you have a hypercare plan in place. Communicate to the end users about how they should contact IT with any issues they experience for a defined period after go-live before the normal business-as-usual support processes take over. Measuring the change is a key element to the project. Executing a hypercare period allows us to monitor the success of project implementations. Incident tickets should be reviewed to determine if any lessons can be learned. Incident numbers will show if the training and communication plan was successful. High volumes of incidents, where users are asking how to, will show if the change, training, and communication planning was successful. Handing a project over to the business-as-usual process teams is key to the longevity of the project deliverables. Having a smooth handover will enable continuous reinforcement of the new way of working. In this course, we will focus on how to complete the change impact assessment, the change management plan, the communication plan, and the training plan. Click next to learn about these core steps in more detail. The change impact assessment step must be populated immediately after creating the demand entry via a lifecycle step. Focusing on the scope of change impact, this field is to be populated with information about how the end user will be affected. Think about what will be different, Why do we need to notify them about it? When will it change? How will we introduce it to them, and where will they get information about the changes from? Even points such as, will there be a system outage or a new URL? Or could the username will be in a different format? Or should they use Chrome, not IE? This will help to build a picture of what needs to be managed and resourced as part of the communication and training process. Remember, design both your change management plan and the project with the end user in mind. It is important to think about the resources you will require to assist you in delivering the change impact. And will this need to be incorporated into the cost of your car? Involve the stakeholders and sponsors. They will provide input into how the change plan should be handled and what level of communication and training they expect. When selecting your change lead, you must ensure that they are selected from within the project team, will coordinate all of the communication and training activities, and will also manage the change management plan. Once saved, PlanView will automatically calculate a change impact assessment level based on your selections. Here is a guide using sample data of how the level is determined. The result is reviewed by the PPM team before discussion at the Process Review Board. Click Next to continue. The change management plan tracks the progress of your preparations throughout the lifecycle in the same way that we report on deliverables. It is located within your project plan and visible via the change management plan tile. This can be reported in the same way as a project status report. More information on how to use status reporting tiles can be found in the Project Status e-learning course. The change management plan is a key part of your project status, and the overall progress will be included in the Project Status Overview report and reviewed regularly in all routines. Click Next to continue. During the project lifecycle, you will be prompted to populate the communication plan template. This is located in the content area of your project. The communication plan is to be used to outline all of the communications required by your project, both business and IT facing. Remember, areas of IT also need to be informed about your project activities. This is just as important as informing your user community. Various areas of IT, such as service delivery managers, tower leads, and business relationship managers, need to be aware to support your project deliverables in numerous capacities. Communications are much more than informing about a system outage. Use them to gain buy-in from your user community and market the communication in a way that highlights what's in it for them. A community that is informed early on will feel more prepared and be more likely to accept the changes. In line with the communication plan, it is important to document your training plan. You need to ask yourself, what are the training requirements for your project? How will the training be delivered? Do you require additional resources such as external training partners, or would there be a requirement for any translated training materials? Remember that these options may incur a cost that should be accounted for in your project budget. The training plan also allows you to track attendance. This will allow you to keep your stakeholders informed of who has or hasn't attended. Finally, keep in mind, the purpose of organizational change management is to prepare end users, sponsors, and stakeholders for a change in their daily activities, whether that be a change in process or the adoption of a new technology. Now let's check what you've learned through a small quiz. You have now completed this session. Please take a look at the other courses available.